USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The accused Michigan mass shooter's mother cries at her Saturday arraignment on four counts of involuntary manslaughter.
And how are you pleading to count one?
Not guilty.
That is, James and Jennifer Crumbly were arraigned on those involuntary manslaughter charges. Their 15-year-old son allegedly used a gun that the parents bought him to shoot four people dead and wound seven others at his high school north of Detroit a few days ago. President Biden and Russia's Vladimir Putin plan a video call on Tuesday. It's coming at a time as tensions have grown over the massive Russian troop buildup along its border with Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken saying this week the U.S. has evidence Russia is planning to conduct a large-scale attack on that state, but Russia has been denying it. And this is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Former CNN anchor Chris Cuomo is talking about his termination from the network. On his Twitter, he said on Saturday evening that it isn't how he wanted his time at CNN to end, and he thanked his colleagues, calling them a group of very special people. CNN confirming on Saturday they had fired Cuomo after more information came to light about just how much Cuomo had helped his brother amidst sexual harassment allegations that then-Governor Andrew Cuomo faced. A couple is suing a Texas assistant football coach and his girlfriend after their pet monkey allegedly bit a child in their backyard on Halloween. The lawsuit seeks damage for gross negligence and defamation from Jeff Banks and Danielle Thomas, his girlfriend. It comes after the child was trick-or-treating with friends and was told the monkey was trained to give high fives, but the monkey bit the child's hand and refused to let go. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An impassioned House floor speech by a Texas Republican lawmaker on Thursday night. Representative Chip Roy was largely speaking out against high levels of spending by the government, specifically the Biden administration. But he spent a great deal of time focusing on another issue, a provision within the Defense Authorization Act, which further clears the way for the government to require women to register for the draft.
Because this body, with no debate, no amendment, no vote on the substance, is going to adopt the National Defense Authorization Act that for the first time in history will require your daughter, your sister, your mom, your wife to register for the draft. Well, don't worry, I'm going to keep fighting it. And I'm not going to retreat. And I'm not going to run away from some pollster coming in saying, well, I don't know, I'm not sure how people feel about it. I know how people feel about it. I know how they feel about it in my district. I know how they feel about it in my kid's school. In my communities, I know the people who stop me in the airport and say thank you for standing up for some sort of common sense. I'll keep calling them out, every single one of them. And I'll call out every one of my colleagues in this body. And I sure as heck will not ever vote for a single one of them for any office if they're going to make my daughter eligible for the draft.
Again, that's Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy speaking on the House floor on Thursday night. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.